Hello, it's the Thistle and Shamrock. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Thanks for joining me. Nuala Kennedy on whistle with Mike Bryan on guitar from their new release, a wee selection of some Scottish tunes. And in playing it, we kind of pick up where we left off last week. We broke the seals on, it must have been about a dozen or so new releases that were building up here in the studio. This week, Cathy Ryan is with us. Also, a musical commemoration of the 500th anniversary of a battle, Celtic Fiddle Fest, and a debut after more than 25 years playing together from Scotland's original bagpipe ceilidh band, Hugh McDermott's Haircut. So plenty of reasons to stay with me here on Thistle. Now, Cathy Ryan's album, Through Wind and Rain, has been out a little while longer than the others on the show this week. We'll hear May the Road Rise to Meet You from Cathy coming up. But this is so new, it has barely cooled down. It comes from one of Scotland's most in-demand instrumentalists, a piper who also plays whistles, cittern and mandolin. He's with Salsa Celtica and he's also part of the Treacherous Orchestra. His solo debut is wide open, and from it, this is Clans from Ross Ainslie.
Thank you. Summertime, the sun would shine. We'd lay out in the field, sheltered in the shadow of a tree. We'd write our songs to take along and sing out on the road, and you would always sing this song. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be at your back. May the sun shine down warm upon your land. May the rain fall soft upon your face until we meet again. May God hold you.
Al Petaway has brought out a solo acoustic guitar album called It's Only Blues, and that was Darling Corrie. Cathy Ryan sang from her latest, Through Wind and Rain, and more from Cathy before our time together is up this week. So other things were happening this summer, apart from me putting music aside for you to hear. In Scotland, the history-conscious community have been preparing to mark the 500th anniversary of the Battle of Flodden on September the 9th. The largest battle ever fought between Scotland and England was a heavy defeat for the Scots, resulting in the death of King James IV and 10,000 of his countrymen, including almost all of the nobility. It has been said that there was scarcely a family throughout the kingdom that didn't lose a father, a son, a husband or a brother. So much so that the only farm in the Scottish Borders to bring home all its men has been called Sorrowless Field ever since. And that's the song ahead from Corinne Paulbert, who lives near that farm. It's actually a therapy centre today, appropriately enough. First, it's Irish singer Yarla O'Leonard. Foxlight is his solo album, and from it, this is Fine Gael an Lae, The Bright Ring of Day.
Maden moch da gaus a moch el ruach alach alein An saura tacht an chrif le nash is lan roch te on grein Er hasht am dam tri fal te pwrt Is bant a mean a reke Joing lemesh Ach an chul yn das Heu ffoing e gael yn le Ni ref brog na stoc Caip na cloc Er my stori no gorn speir Ach ffalt fion nor Gwyd sias gwyd trig ffos Gabar an air Vi call on cruelty Kin o glec Ser hrwch Bwy gas o sgeb Do drwg bar gen Er fein ystas Lew ffang E gael an le Hegan vrid og sies Le mæs hevrin Se glasten Sig magle Vis da muiv Ga pras marvni Na skarin riv le Se duer Si luom Og enig wem Is skwil Er siul nere Seel she talk through fine a gallon Saura tacht an chrif le nes is lan roch te on re Er hans dom dom tri fal te pwrt is bant a mean a re ke Ioing le mes ach an chwyl yn das lew ffoing e gael an le
last night of a sorrowless field, I saw you come back to me. I dreamt last night of a sorrowless field, you stood under the birken tree. And through the rattle and rain, to my window you came, where I lay silently sleeping. I dreamt last night of a sorrowless field, and walked to the side.
Corinne Polwart with Sorrowless Field from The Flowers of the Forest, a new collection of songs and poems, a double album, released by Green Tracks to mark the Battle of Flodden, 9th of September 1513, 500th anniversary is ahead. More from our stack of new music still to come with Anais Mitchell and Jefferson Hammer, also Celtic Fiddle Festival. More music information and 24/7 listening options available online. Have a wee look at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie with a wee taste of Steve Bauman there. Hans Araki and Catherine Clare, the Celtic Conspiracy, committed themselves to four seasonal releases this year, and it's time for the summer episode of the cycle. The Emigrant's Song, The Labourer's Lament, marks the time of seasonal labour when Irish workers would often travel to Scotland and England to find work picking fruit or harvesting potatoes, as well as mining and other hard labours. And that's the theme of this collection, Grey Funnel Line and Covering Ground, from Hans Araki and Catherine Clare.
Don't mind the rain or the rolling sea, the weary night never worries me. But the hardest time in a sailor's day is to watch the sun as it dies away. Here's one more day on the grey funnel line. The finest ship that sails the sea is still a prison for the likes of me. But give me wings like Noah's dove, and I'll fly above her to the girl I love. Here's one more day on the grey funnel line. Oh Lord, if dreams were only real, I'd have my hands on that wooden wheel, and with all my heart I'd turn around and tell the boys that we're homeward bound. Here's one more day on the grey funnel line. I'll pass the time like some machine until blue water turns to green. Then I'll dance on down and walk ashore and sail the grey funnel line no more. And sail the grey funnel line no more.
Thank you. sailed over the raging foam. He's wooed a wife, and he's brought her home. He's brought her home all against his mother's will. His mother wrought her a wicked spell, and a wicked spell she's laid on her. She'd be with child for long, and many's the year, but the child she would never bear. And in her bower she lies in pain. King Willie by her bedside even stands. Down his cheeks saw the tears to run. King Willie back to his mother he did run, and he's gone there as a begging son. Says, my true love has this fine noble steed, the likes of which you have never seen. And at every part of his horse's mane is hanging 50 silver bells and 10, hanging 50 bells and 10. This goodly gift shall be your own. It's back to my own true love you'll turn again, so she might bear her baby son. Oh, of the child she'll never lie to be, nor from my curse will she e'er be free. But she will die, and she will turn to clay, and he will wed with another maid. And sighing says this weary man, as back to his own true love he's gone again, I wish my life was at an end. He did run, and he's gone there as a begging son. Says, my true love has this fine golden girdle set with jewels all about the middle. And at every part of this girdle's hem, there's hanging 50 silver bells and 10, hanging 50 bells and 10. This goodly gift shall be your own. If back to my own true love you'll turn again, so she might bear her baby son. Oh, of the child she'll never lie to be, nor from my curse will she e'er be free. But she will die, and she will turn to clay, and we will wed with another maid. And sighing says this weary man, as back to his own true love he's gone again, I wish my life was at an end. And up and spoke his noble queen, and she has told King Willie of a plan, how she might bear her baby son. You must go get you down to the marketplace, and you must buy a ball of wax, and you must shape it as a babe it is to nurse, and you must make two eyes of glass, and ask your mother to the christening day, and you must stand there close as you can be, so you might hear what she does say. King Willie, he's gone down to the marketplace, he has bought a ball of wax, and he has shaped it as a babe that is to nurse, and he has made two eyes of glass. He asked his mother to the christening day, and he has stood there close as he could be, so he might hear what she did say. And how she spat and how she swore, she spied the babe where no babe could be before, she spied the babe where none could be before. Braided in amongst this lady's locks, and who is it who the leather shoe untied from the left foot of his wedding bride, and who was it split the silken thread
lady's bed, despite the stretch all beneath her bed. And it was Willie who undid the nine, which knots braided in amongst this lady's locks. And it was Willie who the leather shoe untied from the left foot of his wedded bride. And it was Willie split the silken thread, the spider stretched all beneath this lady's bed, the spider stretched all beneath her bed. And she has borne them a baby son, and great are the blessings that be them upon, great are the blessings them upon.
Anna Yis Mitchell and Jefferson Hammer, Child Ballads is their new collection of very old songs from the Francis Child Collection of English and Scottish Ballads. Some also have Scandinavian roots, like that one, Willie's Lady. Well, I promised you more Cathy Ryan, so here's more Cathy Ryan.
Shakna our ni lil ban yer our sag ranor na garik she yani ma wan in antranta stuck in fujelika kani dioka oro handina handina docha zoro handina smariga posu oro handina handina docha liar the yaba is couple bobo her name ma handina she spelling rope the clutch in a hat the gospel clut of rope return a kapala scatter of boga so all a men I am get in my shiloha or a hand in the hand in a touch so a hand in the smarriga posu or a hand in a touch a liar the yab is couple bobo a wayyip mahan in a kakni bobo ro kramini ima kas kramini piola yip torna kunyuki sprati rosta one in check league is coming in oga oro hanena hanena docha zoro hanena smariga posu oro hanena hanena docha liar the yaba is cuttle the boy Maravinche gola se gimut la hoget na cheer la hairi na gali wa fishik she pipa so anak she pakli na bulgin se pisa oro handin na handin na docha zoro handin na smariga posu oro handin na handin na docha liar the yabak is kopu ba o oro handin na handin na docha zoro handin na smariga posu oro handin na handin na docha liar the yabak is kopu ba o.
The Celtic Fiddle Festival's 20th anniversary concert live in Brittany with Christian Lemaitre, André Brunet, Kevin Burke and Nicolas Kemener, a set of gavotte dances there recorded earlier this year in Gémenet-sur-Scorff in Brittany. Hugh McDermott's Haircut still to come on the Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. Our radio show comes to you from Scotland and it's a Thistle Radio production. You'll find a playlist of this week's show in just a couple of days, also lots of other programme archives and our Listen Again stream of 10 recent shows and a link to our 24-hour music channel. Find it all online at thistleradio.com. And if you want to reach us by mail, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina, 28106. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our summer new releases double header. Join me next week for more new old world music on Thistle. And here's a debut after 25 years of making music together from Scotland's first bagpipe ceilidh band, Hugh McDermott's Haircut. with music streaming on the web at thistleradio.com, the Thistle and Shamrock radio programme is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. The Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture, poetryfoundation.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR Music.